This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As we're following the Russian invasion of Ukraine today, Ukrainians in Colorado are worried about the future. Hilib Hayuk was born in Ukraine but fled after World War II. He's frustrated with what he sees as U.S. and NATO inaction in defending his former home.
Sanctions are imposed in order to make us feel good, but they don't do anything.
Hayuk specialized in U.S. foreign policy related to Russia for both the military and Towson University in Maryland. There's more of his story at CPR.org. Colorado Springs is looking to put into law fire mitigation and emergency evacuation planning. The proposed ordinance would require reviews of the city's plans for wildfire protection and evacuation procedures. It would divide the city into evacuation zones, accounting for topography, neighborhoods, and roads. Frederick Stein is the Springs public safety attorney.
This is something that Colorado Springs would be doing that almost no other city that I could locate does.
Colorado Springs City Council is expected to consider the plan later this spring. In western Colorado, an avalanche has closed McClure Pass. CDOT says State Highway 133 is closed between Redstone and Somerset with no estimate for reopening. Further south, Silverton is cut off from the rest of the state after heavy snow closed the U.S. highway to and from the small mountain town. Colorado National Guard members are heading to Alaska for an exercise in Anchorage. Operation Arctic Eagle Patriot helps prepare the Guard for Arctic environments. About 40 members from the Colorado Guard are participating. This is CPR News.